You know, for years I woke up every morning and went to bed every night knowing that might be the day. But I also learned that that may be the day that Devin does something special. The first day he bowled, I never thought he could bowl like a plastic pins. Or the first day he sat down with the teacher and actually looked at a book page to page. Or the first day he rode the bike, or the second day he rode the bike, or the fifth day, every day the bike we had, because it was such a short time that we had the bike, was a special event because new people were always seeing Evan on a bike. My mom one day, you know, the nurse another day, a neighbor another day. So, you know, I learned that even though I knew that day would come and every day I lived with that thought that today could be today, I also learned that there were great joys that might escape me and didn't, because I was able to pick out those little pockets of joy that we had and really embrace them. I'll never be the same. I mean, I've been around people and they go, oh, you're different now. Kind of like that's a bad thing. And I was different the day Evan was born. I was different, you know. I mean, wondering what day my child would die, that's different. But there was also a lot of joy in that. A lot of opportunity to share with other people, to share Evan's life with other people. Even when death is knocking at the door, it doesn't mean it's going to be that day. And if we lived every day like that, Evan would have never had the life that he had.